Sometimes, yeah. Now and then I'll hit a good chord, yeah. Not very often, though, you know. I know Phil Spector's good at that. I don't know if I'm that good. I mean, he's like the best at chords, making a chord. I think he's the very best at chords, yeah. I think so. He had me playing piano on one of his Christmas album songs. Then he had to pull me off the piano because I couldn't play it right. But at least I started to do it, you know. So that's my big claim to fame with Phil Spector. I played on one of his Christmas songs. You know, he called me once in 1969 and asked me if I would like to do an album with him. And I passed on it. I said, I'm too scared. I said, I wouldn't be able to work with you. I'm too scared. So, you know, I had to sacrifice that. Well, Good Vibrations was made over a period of 6 weeks, going from one studio to another. I would write part of it, and then I'd go record it. Then I'd write another section and record it, and another section. It was done in six stages. And, boy, was it ever a great record. It was done in six stages. I mean, it was, like, unbelievable. It came together very beautiful. I knew the studios. I knew how they sounded. And I definitely went for it. Went for the gold. I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sun appears. That was done at Gold Star, where Phil Spector used to cut. It was done there. Which means maybe people think he did it. You know, Phil Spector produced Good Vibrations.